Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. And we're starting off the day today with Eric Holder, Anthony, from a speech he gave back to the some sort of group of Democratic supporters back in the 1980s. So let's let everybody hear what our Attorney General really thinks about guns.
I want to have, as part of the gun initiative, though, an informational campaign to really change the hearts and minds of people in Washington, D.C., and in particular, our young people. And what we need to do is change the way in which people think about guns, especially young people, and make it something that's not cool, that it's not acceptable, it's not hip to carry a gun anymore. In the way in which we've changed our attitudes about cigarettes, you know, when I was growing up, people smoked all the time. I mean, both my parents did. But over time, we changed the way in which people thought about smoking, and so now we have people who cower outside of buildings and kind of smoke in private and don't want to admit it. And that's what I think we need to do with guns, really change the way in which people think about that, think about guns. Now, this is not going to be something that's very easy to do. We need to get really innovative, creative things that are going to grab the attention of these kids and change, as I said, the way in which they think about guns. And so what I've asked is that the creative community in Washington, those ad agencies that create these snappy ads and make me buy things that I don't really need, devote that talent in a more constructive way so we can get at the minds of these young people. I've also asked the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message. Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Thinking about guns in a vastly different way. And it only took 20 years to totally brainwash the school system to the point that in Maryland now we have 2 6-year-olds who were playing cops and robbers with finger guns who were suspended. And there's the case of the mysterious bubblegum massacre.
You know, Holder is it anyway? here we go. Kids can't point their fingers and go pow anymore.
Nope.
The teachers are so conditioned and brainwashed now that they're calling the principal and they're suspending the kids. And the kids' parents are hiring lawyers to see how ridiculous it is. The one kid was suspended for 2 weeks, and when the lawyer called the school, they reduced it to 2 days. Still unacceptable for me.
And the kid from PA with the bubble gun incident, a pink bubble gun.
Pink bubble gun, yes.
They brought her back into the school and berated her in front of the children and said, you see what's going to happen now? And the police will be involved in this. Unbelievable.
Because this is what we're getting to now. It's an uphill battle. It's like I said before, our ignorant mainstream media doesn't even know what to call a magazine, so they call it
magazine clips.
He had 3 magazine clips. What the hell is that? Listen, the first sign of intelligence is calling something by its right name.
Yep.
Okay? It is a magazine. If it has a spring in it, it's a magazine.
Right.
If it holds it together, it's a clip like an end block or a stripper clip, you friggin' idiots. Learn your job.
No, they're not even going to bother.
Learn your job. You know, you wanted to talk about the true meaning of assault rifle or assault weapon. An AR-15 is not an assault weapon. The civilian version is not. A real assault rifle goes from semi-auto to full auto, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you educate everyone who listens to the show. That is an assault rifle. What we have are modern sporting rifles, MSR. They're used in hunting. They're used in competition. They're used for plinking every day from 22 to 223 to 308. It's just that what you're doing is we're picking on a rifle or a weapon because of the way it looks.
Yep, cosmetically, because it's black and scary.
Okay, that's what we're picking on. And it's used in such a small amount of crimes, it's unbelievable.
Right. I mean, who's going to really use an AR in a crime? It really doesn't happen. Most of the crimes committed with illegal guns are committed with illegal handguns. And stolen revolvers here in New Jersey.
Almost always it's a handgun.
Yeah.
You know what? You see what happened in Pennsylvania. Last year, Sandy and I went to the outdoor show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. This year, Reed Exhibitions, who's a UK-owned company, by the way, mate, they decided, they made an announcement that no manufacturers and no retailers or exhibitors could have any MSRs on display, which is modern sporting rifles, AR-15s.
At an outdoor show.
A boycott campaign started. One by one, everybody started pulling out, including Cabela's, Smith & Wesson, the NRA, et cetera, et cetera. And a few days ago, they made an announcement. They're postponing the show, which means canceling the show. Good for them. Yep. F them.
Right.
Okay?
You mean all the tent manufacturers couldn't prop that show up?
Nope.
Wow.
So you know what? You want to do this to us? This is how we're going to get even with you. Unity and activism is the key.
This
everybody
is the way we
listening
fight back.
Better be thinking that.
Right.
Unity and activism is the key. Make ourselves heard.
We talk to you guys every single week about supporting our sponsors because they are bona fide 2A supporters. We really put these people through the ringer to make sure that they are, in fact, 2A supporters. We don't want – we can vote now – with our dollars. We can say, no, I'm not going to go to that show, or no, I'm not going to support this exhibition company.
Every bit adds up. Everything adds up. Every person is a factor.
Right.
Okay, if you think your voice, your word, or your dollar doesn't count, you're wrong. So what Sandy's saying, you cheap bastards, support our vendors on Gun for Hire Radio.
And when we come back, we're going to hear from the noted gun expert, Mr. Stevie Wonder.
You are the sunshine of my...
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States. And a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always. Hit it.
We've got to keep our kids more safer. We can't just watch it on the news and say, oh, that's such a shame. And then after it dies down, we wait for it to happen again. I was thinking, you know, because I saw you on the TV talking about the whole gun thing. And I was talking to one of my friends. I said, you know what, you should go get me a gun, or me go with you to get a gun. And then, like, show how easy it is for me to get a gun, and then imagine me with a gun. It's just crazy. I think that we have to do something about it, and I'm hoping that in these next 4 years, with an idea that I've come up with, that I can do something about how we can come up with a solution. Because there's a solution to any problem, and I think we just have to get to it.
Brilliant, Stevie Wonder, right? We have to make our kids more safer.
Did he say he saw it?
Yes, he did. He saw it. He's healed now. He can see. You didn't know that? Well, that's why how he was able to come up with this great idea.
He was referring to Piers Morgan, right?
Yes, he was. Yeah.
Nice.
He was talking to Piers Morgan.
Nice. Piers could go back to England.
Both of them could go back to England.
Yes.
Stevie Wonder was born in England.
Yes, they could go back.
He should have stayed in England.
I'd be happy with that.
But these are who the left is trotting out to ask about gun, how to solve the problem with violence. Isn't that great?
Really, really pisses me off when I think about it. But what are you going to do? They're testing ray guns in New York City?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
New technology will allow NYPD to detect concealed weapons. And a judge said they can go back to their stop and frisk, the random stop and frisk,
good.
By the way.
They have this,
we don't need Fourth Amendment.
What do we need?
Bloomberg decides what amendments we need, kingdom. Bitches.
Yes, yes, Your Highness.
And you know what's funny? You have so many rich, independent people that live in New York that just eat his shit like it's chocolate ice cream.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, they have ray guns now. They're going to hit you with a tetrahertz. Gun. Boom. Okay, all done.
And they think it's voluntary sterilization, too. It's a truck mounted.
Yes. You notice that your Rocky Mountain oysters shrink when they hit you with the terahertz.
Going to visit New York? Yes. Yes. Thinking about voluntary sterilization? Visit the
I passed through the scanner and now I don't need to shave anymore. My doctor says my estrogen levels are normal.
And, man, you can't even get a big gulp then either. It's just, what a wonderful city we
have.
You
know, I've been speaking at a lot of tea parties lately because they share our love of the Second Amendment and the Bill of Rights, and they would like to see a smaller government. And I had hundreds and hundreds of people coming to these meetings I've been going to. And it's good to see. It's good to see these people out there fighting, you know, for the same rights as us. And
yep.
I want to commend them all. I want to Citizens for Limited Government, Sue Ann Penna in Bloomfield has been great. A lot of these tea parties have been using Gun for Hire Academy to host shooting events so they can turn people on to guns and let
Very
them see that it's
good
not all
idea.
Evil.
And that's how you got to fight back.
And educate them.
Yes,
and
exactly.
I can tell you this, all these tea partiers that leave my school, they don't say magazine clip.
No.
Nope, and we learn them all on the difference between an assault weapon and a modern sporting rifle.
And both of us do have firearms that do use clips, too.
Yes, I have an M1 Garand, and I have a few old stripper clips, but I won't admit to those.
Yeah, we'll leave it right at that. We won't
elaborate
on it.
I'm not admitting to anything.
Well, the magazine
anymore.
Clips are going to be illegal. According to the Quinnipiac poll, guess what, folks? Around the country, what starts in New Jersey never stays here.
Wait till you hear this.
Yeah. So the 98% of the folks in New Jersey think that there should be some sort of ban on high-capacity magazines. Actually, they called them big bullet magazines. What is that? Should we call Stevie Wonder and ask him?
Yes. A big bullet magazine clip?
Yeah.
Big bullet magazine clip.
Magazine clip, yeah. And only 8% of the people. Now, understand, folks, that New Jersey has probably the most egregious gun laws, would you say?
New York just topped us.
They just did.
But yes,
prior to that, we held the moniker. And now most of the folks in New Jersey think that our gun laws are too lax. So guess what? They're coming to you now.
Exactly. You know, we used to have the toughest gun laws, but Harpo Cuomo passed some tougher ones.
One of the Marx brothers.
Yes. He's Harpo Cuomo.
It was Zeppo.
No, yeah. Harpo Cuomo.
Harpo was the one who used to run around.
Yeah, he has hair like Harpo.
Skirts, right?
But he has hair like Harpo.
He does have hair like Harpo. And he sounds eerily like his father.
Correct.
Yes.
So what do you think about this poll? So all of our brothers and sisters in New Jersey all think that we need more gun laws.
Yeah. Right? And we're doing a hell of a job educating one another, aren't we? We're never
good at organizing. I'll tell you another thing. I've read it a long time. Democrats and people like that, they tend to have a herd mentality.
Yep.
They like to run in a herd.
Yep.
And conservatives have an independent mentality.
Yeah.
So it's hard to herd us together.
Yeah.
Okay. Plus, we also have J-O-B-S. I know that's a dirty word for a lot of people.
Well, you know what's interesting about the Quinnipiac poll is most of the same people who said that we should have bans on big bullet magazine clips said that the minimum wage in New Jersey is far too low, needs to be raised up, you know?
Sorry.
You're making noise. You're going to make the sound engineer nuts.
Yeah, we should raise the minimum wage, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's paying for that?
Right, exactly.
So the companies, what they'll do is they'll lay people off.
You betcha.
And then we'll pay for it anyway.
Yes, exactly, right.
You see all the big fast food companies from Pizza Hut, Domino's, McDonald's,
Under
they're all preparing
hours.
For Obamacare.
Yeah, everybody
No one's going to work over 30 hours.
Sure.
They're going to minimize less than 50 people, the whole bit. And doctors get to ask you, do you have a gun in the house? Because that means you have a more dangerous environment. You're going to pay more insurance, and then we'll come get it later.
Yeah, that's
if
what
my
we're
doctor gonna... asks me if I have a gun in the house, it better be to inquire about a shooting lesson, or I'm going to broadside him in the face.
And we're talking more about that when we come back from this break, and we hear about somebody you're probably going to need a lot more in New Jersey, Attorney Evan Knappen. For over 20 years, Attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
Yes, she would have.
Diane, you want my guns? Come and get them.
Telling everybody else what to do. All the good things.
Yes, Diane Feinstein. You would have taken them all.
Yeah.
And this is what we vote in and then bitch about it, okay? So don't want to hear you vote. How long did we warn people about this?
In defense of our voters, our fellow brothers and sisters.
Idiots. Idiots.
But it's also hard to beat the incumbent machine.
Yeah, well, of course. I'll give you that.
It's hard to beat the incumbent machine. We
especially
need term
in
limits. The day of career politicians should be put to rest.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
We should not have career politicians anymore. You should serve a term or two and
not
get the hell
happen,
out.
Not going to happen, though, man. It's
of
not going to happen
not.
Once they get there.
Of course not.
All of a sudden now they get the juice. You know, they are somebody now.
So do you think doctors should be asking if we have guns in the house?
Absolutely not. It's just a personal opinion, but absolutely not. You know, why are you turning physicians into cops now? And you're breaching number one.
I was just going to say, doesn't it breach some kind of hypocritic oath or something like that?
Absolutely. You know,
did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
You didn't get it wrong.
Of course you did. The problem you have here now is that the doctor-patient relationship is being is hemorrhaging. And under Obamacare, what most folks don't realize is most physicians now are being placed in a very precarious situation where they now have to report all of your medical records now are being reported via electronic submission. And it's going to be, now it's suggested, pretty soon it will be required, and after that it will be forced, the way it always has been under social medicine situations. In Britain, you see this very famously. And now under Obamacare, the guy who's in charge of Obamacare for Medicare especially, is just in love with the British system, which is based on Fabian socialism. Now, what the government has always looked for are these nexus points. And meaning it's a point where information crosses. Right now, it's not required that the physician report whether you have a firearm in the house. But now Obama has already said that this new law does not prohibit you from doing that.
Correct.
So that's basically how they start out. They start out, no, it's not prohibited. Then it's suggested. After suggestion becomes required and then mandated.
So to begin with, I would flip it. If my doctor says, oh, Aunt, do you have guns in the house? Well, Doc, do you have guns in the house?
Yeah, that's what I would say.
You know, do you have any sharp objects in the house?
Yeah, right.
Did you ever bring a scalpel home?
Do you have
with
a swimming pool
something?
At home? Because if you have a swimming pool at home, children have a 30 times higher possibility
you're
of being
a
injured. Or,
the liberal answer. You want to change the subject from gun to swimming pool? Racist.
You racist piece
you're racist
of garbage.
Because everybody knows more white people swim than black proportionately. So you're picking on the black people now. You racist. You see?
That's just a knee-jerk reaction.
The liberal argument is so easy, isn't it? You racist.
You know
you
them
don't have,
so well.
I knew you were racist because you don't have a swimming pool.
That's right.
We're so screwed it's not funny.
Yes, we are.
Oh, God. Where are we going now? Oh, real quick. I wanted to cover this. A few weeks ago, New York said they had an increase in crime because of people's iPhones and iPads being stolen. Right? Guess what the response is now?
What?
New York City just introduced an iPhone app to report crime. But how
from
can
your
I
stolen iPhone?
How can if some shitbag steals my iPhone off the subway? How can I have to yell to him? Can you report that stolen?
Yeah, could you please just hit the app and report that you stole my phone?
I understand it was intended if you're witnessing a crime, but the irony.
Horses' asses. This is Bloomberg.
They have nothing else to do.
In the land of Bloomberg.
Let's make an app where we can. I got a better idea. Let's keep the criminals in effing prison where they belong.
Yeah, do we have an app every time a judge releases a violent criminal?
This is every time an angel gets its wings, the bell rings. Every time a shitbag gets released to mainstream society again, we hear a sonic boom.
Yeah, it would be constant booms, wouldn't it? Here in New Jersey.
Anyway.
Well, we should have better background checks. That'll do it. And gun show, close the gun show loophole for God's sake. What is the gun show loophole all about anyway?
The gun show loophole is basically I go to a gun show in Virginia and try to buy a gun from a reputable dealer. And he won't sell it to me because I don't have proper ID. And then I go out in the parking lot, and there's a guy out there that will unscrupulously sell me a gun. That's the loophole they want to close. We'll never be able to close that loophole because straw purchases and under-the-radar purchases and transactions are always going to exist.
Yep.
Okay, the reputable dealers in the gun show don't want to lose their license. It's the guys outside that are selling guns that they bought in flea markets or garage sales or something like that. You know, moving over to New Jersey real quick. Because I have a lot to talk about upcoming
stuff. We don't want any of you
stuff.
Moving to New Jersey, trust
well,
me.
You know, people in the news, they were shocked about the stabbing in Middletown at the Bed Bath & Beyond, where the woman was stabbed violently.
Really? Yeah.
And the people that live in the neighborhood, they were shocked at how violent it was and how something like this could happen in their neighborhood. This reminds me of dragging the girl on a subway platform.
Yep.
And when we come back, I want to continue talking about this.
Well, you know, Middletown is a very, very bad neighborhood. That's where John Bon Jovi lives.
Yeah, but he has security.
Oh, yeah, right.
Unite with Mr. Handy Vine.
over 25 years' expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, the Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area, with over 300 handguns in stock. You'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rutgers Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
Every week we tell you what's on our mind, but you can help us by telling us what's on your mind. So let us know on Facebook and by email what you guys are thinking about so we can direct the show more better to you, to you Stevie Wonder's
Yes, keep
vernacular.
Sending the emails to talkback@gunforhireradio.com because I love pressing the delete button.
Yeah.
I'm only kidding.
That's just with the hate mail.
I got a ton of letters.
Actually, it's been cold this past week, so you know, we've been using hate mail to burn in our fireplaces.
Nice. We're back, and I want to mention Waldorf Chiropractic.
Dr. Eric Waldorf
in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Go see the doctor. We had a long conversation the other day. He's very happy with the Gun for Hire Radio patients that have come to see him. Dr. Eric is shifting his schedule around because he's going to be down in Trenton for the rally. He's bringing a bunch of friends and family with him. So really, Waldorf Chiropractic, WaldorfChiro.com. Tell him Gun for Hire Radio sent you. He will hook you up. He will give you a free analysis, a free thermal scan. And he's just an all-around nice guy, and you really need to support our sponsors. So if you go to a chiropractor, or need a chiropractor, or you want to refer anybody, there is a true pro to a guy. And these are the guys, you now see, if they mandate that doctors are going to ask, this is the type of guy that's going to fight for us.
Right, exactly.
Okay?
Right.
Yeah. Where other doctors are going to say, no problem, I'll toe the party line, and I'll ask people if they have guns, and I'll do the right thing. But we need the people in our corner that are going to fight this shit. So Waldorf Chiropractic in Bridgewater, New Jersey, please check them out. So now moving back over to Middletown. So this woman is in critical condition. She was stabbed multiple times by this shitbag, who, by the way, had a long record.
Yeah.
Okay. A couple of felonies
burning
and everything.
A cat to death on Christmas Day. He was arrested and released. He was awaiting bail.
Thank you.
He was awaiting sentencing. Is that on bail?
Yes, of course. Well, of course. And release, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Revolving door system.
Yep.
That reminds me, though, of like the Asian woman being beat up and dragged into the railroad tracks, right? In Philly.
Right, in Philly.
Where people are shocked by this violence. People, we know this already because we're concerned for our friends and our family, but this whole shitbag criminal element exists with this high level of violence that we're not accustomed to.
Right.
Okay? We're used to such things as a fair fight and being law-abiding citizens. These are animals.
Right. There is no fairness.
Okay?
There's no code.
There is no fairness. They are animals. When they walk up to a woman and stab her in the back or punch a woman in the face and throw her in front of train tracks, for every one of those that's caught on video, a million more are occurring around this country.
Right. Sure.
Maybe we need to show these videos to our judges and our prosecutors.
Do you think they care?
No, they don't.
Do you really think they care?
No, they don't give a shit.
It's just like they know that we exist out here, and they just don't care anymore.
Now, another learning thing, Sandy. In Hunterdon County, a house was robbed by the house sitters.
By the house sitter. But the house sitter had a freaking record, Aunt.
So you go to a private eye. If you have money to afford a house sitter,
right.
Go to a PI.
Yep.
We can refer you.
Yep.
You get a LexisNexis. They do a background check on that person. Okay. Please, you're going to let people in your house and watching your stuff and giving them free reign where they can have spare keys made and come back later and they'll find out the alarm code and what valuables they have, or their junkie boyfriend will come and kill you in their sleep.
Yep.
You know, come on. You have a house sitter in a house and you have no security to back it up. So their houses were robbed. Unfortunately, I have to say that they probably deserve it.
Yeah, unfortunately,
okay?
They do. Yeah.
They probably deserve it when you're going to break.
It's sad. I mean, come on, folks. What, seriously, you hire somebody to come and sit in your house so it doesn't get robbed, but you don't check the background of the person who does it?
They're dumb. They're dumb. And they deserve it. They're dumb. I'm telling you right now. If you having a house sitter in your house, I don't know. Where the hell are your cameras, your security today? You know, Dean, Prism Electronics.
Absolutely.
I just referred two people, Clifton to him. There's a rash of robberies going on. That Tea Party I spoke in Wayne, all of these people were raising their hands when they said their houses in their neighborhood were broken into.
Right.
Call Dean, Prism Electronics. Get your house alarmed. Get signs on the house. Get central station monitoring.
Right.
If you got extra money, skip going out to dinner once a week for 2 months and put cameras in your house.
Right. Exactly right.
Seriously, I mean.
Yeah, especially today. I mean, now they're going to be disarming us in New Jersey. You watch. You watch. I mean, what are we going to do with? Why do you need more than 5 shots anyway?
I started studying for my mental test.
Did you?
That they're going to give us in New Jersey, yes.
I guess I should be doing
that,
too.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to recite when they tell me to say something. I'm going to talk backwards in Shakespearean language. Okay?
Give us some of that.
Not yet. I'm not ready. But I'm working on it. I'm reading The Taming of the Shrew right now.
Oh, that's good. So you're going to recite that backwards?
Uh-huh.
I like that.
Yep. Every time the psych asks me a question, I'm going to give him a sentence or two backwards.
And so can I then just buy your guns out right now? Or?
No, because they're not coming to take my guns.
Oh.
If they come and take my guns,
they're
going to
come
be
take
another,
you.
Yeah, then it's going to be another Ruby Ridge with Randy Weaver because they're not taking them from me.
You got to remember, you've got Democrats in the White House.
They're not taking my guns.
I've got two words for you, my friend.
Yep.
Janet Reno.
Yeah, good, good. Janet Reno could come, too. I'll shoot her with an ugly bullet.
And push comes to shove. Strangers help strangers get by.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition, from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Your Valentine will love you for it. Hurry and order early. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
And just make sure it's the real original Lipstick Bodyguard, not some cheap Chinese knockoff that may not work.
Ching chong.
Oh, dude.
What?
That may not
the
work
Chinese
if you
guy
need
was
it.
Just here.
Oh, God, here we go with the letters again.
I don't care.
Again.
I got a lot of letters.
There is no governor between your brain and your mouth, is there?
No, I don't care.
You see what we have to put
up with? I don't
care.
Ladies and gentlemen, mark your calendars right now.
Oh, God.
Saturday.
I still can't believe.
Saturday, February 16th.
I'm writing it down.
Saturday, February 16th.
Safe.
From 11
New
till 4,
Jersey.
Gun for Hire Radio will be doing a remote at Get Out Safe NJ in Whippany on Route 10.
Frank is already saying there are people lined up who want to meet us, and I'm saying, why?
We are going to be there. We're going to create an event on Facebook. We're going to do a mass email, but mark the calendars now.
Bring
it's
your
friends. It's a Saturday from 11 to 4. the Gun for Hire radio crew, some Gun for Hire peeps will be there. We're going to set up. If you come in, you might get pulled onto the table and you might be on the radio show.
Yep, and they got a Dunkin' Donuts
next door.
You can bring us munchkins and stuff.
Frank has a great selection of stuff. He's also, we're just going to be hanging out and chilling with everybody. So get out safe, NJ. Please go see Frank if you haven't yet. A lot of Gun for Hire listeners have. He uses what kind of freeze dried food?
Wise Food, which is very good. Yeah, Wise Food Storage.
That's the low sodium stuff.
Very
right?
low sodium. So, it's really good and it really tastes good.
But you
too.
Know, I've been talking to a lot of people, and I had an older couple. The husband was a diabetic.
Yeah.
They went up to see Frank, and he ordered and mixed and matched. It wasn't just buy the bucket from Costco off the floor.
Yep.
He custom designed their meal plan, and they put 2 months worth of food in their basement, and they put enough water for 6 months on top of that.
Very smart.
Frank cooked them up completely, had everything delivered to their house because they couldn't be lugging everything. You're not going to get that from a big box store.
No.
So, and again, he has the balls to be a sponsor on our show. Get Out Safe NJ. He also has a Facebook page, Get Out Safe New Jersey, right on Route 10 in Whippany. So February 16th is a Saturday. We're going to be
Mark
there from
the
11 to 4. There's a ton of parking in the back. It's deceiving because you see a strip mall.
Yeah, it's,
but in the back, there's like 50 parking spaces.
It's huge.
We'll have signs up too. Yep, you go park in the back, and the store is in the front, and we're going to have a great time.
Just make sure when you come, you have to bring us at least one of your extra high-capacity magazine clips.
Big Bullet magazine
Bullet high-capacity magazine clip.
Yeah.
For entry into the store.
We're going to be a depository for all the illegal stuff.
We have a guy just going to be taking them in the front and putting them in the back. But seriously, with this Wise Food Storage, if you are going to put back some food or if you're going to invest in anything, instead of buying gold, buy food. The Bundesbank has just asked for their gold back, Anthony.
Yeah, I know.
So when the Bundesbank wants, and you know what, did you see what our Federal Reserve said to them? Gold?
What gold?
Yeah, we'll get to that.
We got paper.
We got when the currency gets downgraded, and now, of course, we have no more debt ceiling anymore, right?
Of course. Just, we're going to have to wrap the show up soon. The Novocaine's starting to wear off.
Is it really?
Yes.
You went to the dentist. I see you drooling all over the microphone. It's very nice.
This is a letter from Joe Dietz. Love your show. Sometime you're a little over the top, but I'm okay with it. Well, Joe, if you're not okay with it, Joe. What the hell do you mean, Joe? Of course I'm over the top, but that's me, all right? There's no filter from my brain to my mouth.
Yep. And I don't deal with it, Joe. You only got to deal with him for 1 hour a week, Joe.
I don't grandstand for the radio show. I am what I am. When you meet me in person, you'll understand why.
Yes.
Okay. He's contacting us about a topic which I think should be discussed, and it's about your FID card. Your FID card shouldn't be carried all the time. We talked about this a couple of times, Joe. It's an important document, okay? It's worth 4 points at motor vehicles, and it's something that you should always carry with you when you're buying a gun or ammo, but after that, put it home in the safe. I keep my firearms ID card in the safe.
Yeah,
I only take it out to buy ammo or guns.
Well, see, you have a carry permit in New Jersey, right?
So, yeah, well, I carry my carry permit all the time.
Now, if I am carrying a long gun with me all the time.
You should have your firearms ID card with you.
Like an AKA
put it in your gun bag.
Rig. Yeah.
So keep it in a small gun bag or gun rug in your... You know what a lot of people do, and I used to do this? Make a copy of your pink cards for every, you know, pink paper for every gun you own.
Really? Yeah, I do the same thing.
And then keep your FID card with that and always put it in your gun bag when you leave the range.
Oh, what I do too I also carry a separate wallet just for my carry permits and my FID card and all that other stuff. And I keep it in my go bag, you know, with my guns.
And Joe, I also agree we shouldn't have our address on pistol permits, but good luck fighting that.
Yeah, it is what it is. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about what Evan Knappen's got to say about all this mental health check and what ramifications from it.
And believe in the God we choose. Liberty reaching out to the world. Her flags of freedom unfurled.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's Urban Defense Institute for over 30 years. With 4 state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, 2 of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
And we're back.
Brainwash me. We're sponsoring this segment, New Jersey Second Amendment Society. Let me tell you something.
NJ2AS.
Eric Roback won the FNFAR. All the tickets were sold out. Thank you for Right to Self-Protect Firearms Range in Randolph, New Jersey, RTSP Online. Thank you for all the guys and girls volunteered at NJ2AS that raised a ton of dough. Now, let me tell you something. New Jersey Second Amendment Society, Gun for Hire Academy, we hosted their meeting last week.
Yeah.
Over 100 people here.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And I got here. I was speaking at another engagement. I got here just as the party was breaking up. Everybody walked out the door, down the stairs, shook my hand, and half of them were newbies that thanked me for the radio show. Not you. They thanked me for the radio show and said, great job. Okay? About 10 people cornered me in my office. They wanted to know if you were here because they want to kick your arse for saying you've wasted another hour.
Well, okay. Get a life.
I just want you to know
seriously,
that.
Get a life, folks. Now, I mean, if all you've got to do with an hour of your time is listening to him and me, it is so sad.
Well, now I got a few things I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Okay. On January 28th, Senate bill in New Jersey, S-2430.
Bad.
This is the whole mental health thing, and we'll get into this later, but it's anti-gun agenda. And Frank is going to be there. NJ2AS members are going to be down in Trenton if you're interested in joining them. The next thing I want to talk about is if you're not coming February 8th, to the rally in Trenton, I don't want to hear shit from you after that. Anyone who cannot attend the rally, who doesn't show me a note that they were dead, okay? I'm telling you, I'm being serious now. You know, James Kaleda had a great idea. We should have gun stores closed between 10 to 2 on Friday in New Jersey also, because what the hell are you doing in a gun store? You should be down at the rally.
And you also should be going to your ranges and going to your gun stores and getting the word out, because let me tell you, I've been to 4 or 5 different ranges this past week, and nobody even knows that the rally is happening, because you got all the, what do you call them, FUDs?
FUDs.
You got all the FUDs are there. Listen. with their trap shooting guns and their hunting guns, and they're not coming out to the rally because they don't want to be associated with it.
Now, I want to talk about the rally a little bit. I'm going to give you the party line right here that NJ2S wanted me to say. We encourage all members to dress appropriately. It is likely to be cold, so dress in layers. We recommend a thin, breathable base layer, a warm mid layer, and a heavy outer layer. Okay? In addition to layers, it is important that we avoid wearing any clothing that portrays or advocates violence. The media has done their best to portray us negatively. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is important that we show New Jersey that law-abiding gun owners are the tradesmen, doctors, professionals, and lawyers they see every day, and not a group of extremists. We encourage members to dress as they would for work that day, except warmer, and you can wear NJ2AS logos. Listen, people, I've read online that people are going to bring...
Oh, God.
Okay, we don't want to see camo. We don't want to see suspenders. We don't want to see kill them all, let them God sort them
and
shit.
We don't want to see empty freaking holsters. I know I'm going to get a lot of hate mail out of that one.
But I got one worse than an empty holster. Somebody posted they're going to take their AR-15 apart and use the upper half to hold their flag of their Don't Tread On Me flag.
Oh, please.
Now, listen,
stay home.
If 10,000 of us show up, where are the cameramen going to focus that day on the rally?
That one idiot.
Okay? We cannot have this. This is the first rally in a long time in Trenton where we're looking to go with over 10,000 people, and we have to look right. We have to look professional. We cannot look like extremists. Yes, I'm mad as hell, and I want to scream it out of the top of my lungs, but we have to put on a happy face.
Right.
Listen, they're going to find
something. Keep the damn Don't Tread On Me flags home. Keep the
Frank
stupid
doesn't want any of that.
Open
Correct.
Holsters home.
Correct.
Please do not make a spectacle of yourself. We are there to be ladies and gentlemen. We are not there to feed the press.
I agree. I agree. Now, Sandy, so everybody's got that, right? After the 8th, if you did not come to the rally,
I will personally sick him on you if you come with an empty holster or
anything. Gun for Hire Radio will be there. We have to figure out where to set up.
Yeah, I know.
Or we might just drive around with that speaker going brr, 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 that no one can understand, okay? Like during election time or some shit.
Like they did in the Blues Brothers movie.
Correct. Well, maybe we can do it from the Denali, Sandy, and drive around.
Yeah, we could do that.
Why not? Drive through the streets of Trenton.
We just got to figure out how to power up the boards, baby. That's all we got to do.
We'll put a generator and inverter in the trailer.
Nice. And then just run a big extension cord into
it. Why not?
Yeah, that's true. We could do that.
Again, I want to reiterate that if you
like
do not
the Blues
go to
Brothers.
The yes, if you, I would encourage we ask gun stores to close 10 to 2.
Absolutely.
On rally day,
and please tell all of their patrons too, gun stores, UFFLs that are out there. Please, you all got lists. We don't have a list. Why don't you get on the phone or put somebody on the phone, and just to make sure that you're protecting your ability to continue to sell these. Big bullet magazine clips and these scary rifles. Get one of your staff people on the phone and call folks and let them know about the rally. We've got to use a grassroots approach. Do not expect that the media is going to support us.
And NewJerseySecondAmendmentSociety.com, $35 a year.
Yep.
Join.
Yep.
I'll tell you what. This is what I will accept. If you cannot make the rally
Send
because
a check.
That's right. If you cannot make the rally because you have to work, because you have to
yep.
do this, because you're having a brain transplant, whatever it may be, what I want is a $35 donation to the New Jersey Second Amendment Society with a note that says, couldn't make the rally, here's my support.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
We need this, ladies and gentlemen. You see that Quinnipiac poll? Was it 58% of New Jersey residents?
Yeah, all want stiffer gun control.
Okay.
And only 8% of New Jersey people want gun laws eased up a little bit. So there goes your concealed carry permits.
Are we done?
No, we've got another segment. Unfortunately,
Napping.
For the listeners, coming
NJ2AS,
back.
NJ2AS, you cheap bastards. It's...
There's nothing you can do to totally prevent bad guys from doing very bad things. But you can make yourself a tough target. At home, that means building layers of security, making your home look unappealing to criminals. You can do that by installing dusk to dawn lighting, using big dog toys and a big dog bowl like Anthony always talks about, just inside your kitchen door, visible from the outside, reinforcing your entry doors, and planting sticker bushes beneath the ground floor windows. As for me in my house, we chose an added layer of protection surrounding our home and business, and since our zoning officer in the town frowns upon digging a moat, we chose a full protection alarm system from Prism Electronics. Dean, who owns Prism, is our personal alarm guy. He's who Anthony and I have chosen to protect our family and businesses. Now, if you're like us and you want that added layer of protection only an alarm or closed-circuit television system can bring you, be sure to call Dean at Prism Electronics. He'll come right to you, and he'll treat you right. PrismElectronics.com.
Freedom.
Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedoms with news, issues, and commentary you'll never hear from the mainstream media. You're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of America's freedom-loving gun owners.
Freedom. Give me some freedom.
You're back.
That bill on February 28th, the NJ2AS is going there because they want to take mental health and consider it a mental health crisis.
Well,
we've
talked about this off
the
air.
Out
we've
of
talked
Sandy,
about it on the air.
You know?
It's just, it is, they are going to use health care to take your guns away.
Remember what I said, $110 a year,
yep.
$2 a
right.
week, 30 cents a day.
Right.
NRA, ANJRPC, NJ2AS. Okay.
You realize your jersey's coming out. You said 30 cents a day.
Sorry, 30 cents a day. Some people are also saying, I don't mention Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt. I'm sorry about that.
Larry's a great guy.
a very good guy. Yep. I communicate with Larry all the time. So I should add Gun Owners of America also to that. So absolutely. I have to redo
all
the math.
40 it could cents
take
a day.
Me, could take me a week or two to redo the math, but I'll get back to you. The next $110 a year. So if we add Larry Pratt, it's $150 a year. It's not a lot of money.
No.
Now, we got a bulletin from ANJRPC regarding the 23 bills, and three of them basically, if these bills were to become laws, we would have to surrender our firearms, ID cards,
which
to the
you're
state
instantly
police.
A felon.
Instantly a felon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because now you got guns without without any firearms ID card to possess the license to possess those guns.
It says a firearms purchaser ID card shall be valid until such time as the holder becomes a subject to any of the disabilities set forth in subsection blah 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 blah. We shall then advise to the licensing authority failure to the holder to return the firearms identification card within 5 days shall
five
be an offense
days.
Under 2C3910. So
you got 5 days to have a mental health examination and pass it, and which in your case forget, and and have the cops come to your home and rip your home apart to make sure that
and household members.
Yes,
nobody in the house can have any mental
health
issues.
So if any of your kids are taking any kind of thing for ADHD. Which whose kids aren't on Ritalin today?
See, my father prescribed back of the hand.
Yes, mine was a boot in the ass, but we did have Italian fathers, so that's how it worked. But seriously, guys, this is a serious, serious problem, and this is going rampant. There are three bills that
in
are
New
competing
Jersey.
With one in New Jersey,
and then
just
federal.
Competing with it. And then there's federal. Yeah,
the 23 points of darkness
right.
goes over this also.
Right,
we're in big trouble. Yep. I'm telling you, everybody better be joining. Everybody make themselves heard. Okay.
Yeah, this is for real. I mean, everybody's been saying this for years and years and years. No, they're coming to get their guns. They're coming to get the guns. Yep, they are. Because you have now a federal government. You guys reelected them by either not going out or saying that Obama's not going to take our guns away. He said he wasn't.
Yeah. He also said he was
going
to close
Guantanamo
Bay. Hey, we
got people
on
our own staff that
he
said
also
that,
said he was
right?
going to pull out of the war. Anyway,
yeah.
Read my lips.
Yeah.
I got a couple of letters. Can I go into the letters now?
Yeah, go into the letters. You're fine.
Hi, Anthony. My wife, Leslie, and I have done a number of courses. I wanted to say thanks for your stellar 2A work with your radio show. I spent 17 years in the UK, returning 2 years ago, living for so long in a place that literally outlaws self-defense in and out of the home has made me particularly sensitive to the 2A issues now. I'm a lifetime member of the NRA and Gun Owners of America, and he's whacking my PP for not plugging Larry Pratt. I'm sorry. He also belongs to NJRPC and NJ2AS. Thank you. My view, this fight could go horribly wrong, but I'm cautiously optimistic. I think these assholes played their hand too soon and showed a lot of low-information voters that were not paranoid. They do not want to take all our guns. I can't imagine how Cuomo could possibly get a presidential nomination now, and I expect Christie knows he needs to do the right thing by us to have any chance himself.
Well, he's already flip-flopping on that.
Yeah, but I'm not taking any chances. I'm driving to Trenton on the 8th for the rally. I'll have a few seats free in my Raptor if any of you guys need a ride. Nice! You know what? Christie committed to the rally and then had one of his people say he's not sure if he can make it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay? Well, of course you knew that was going
to
happen.
Yes, because we were going to lay Twinkies out right to the radio show.
Well,
and
we
get
still may.
Well, I'll eat them.
Yes, exactly. They're not going to go to waste.
Here's another one.
Thanks, Chris, by the way.
Yeah, you say thanks. No, thank you, Chris. Donald Seymour, why do they keep passing new laws? Because they're paranoid cowards. Their minds are so frozen with hoplophobia that they can only see the weapon and not the murderer.
Yep,
focus
in on the weapon. You're right.
They don't realize that the murderer at Sandy Hook could have committed this massacre with a sledgehammer and a machete and achieved the same results.
Well, the very same day, and in China, a madman walked into a... Oh, God. Walked into a school with a knife and hacked up 23 kids.
Yep.
So, I mean, taking the guns away, folks, is never going to do it. Take the psychos away.
Yep.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. So Donald also wrote, we need to emphasize their phobia. Call them hoplophobes so they start to defend against their fear like many did when they were called homophobes. Nice. I like that.
I like that idea.
Turn their own tactics against them. So everybody's going to be a hoplophobe now from now on, okay? You got it?
Pretty much are.
Yo, you got it?
You got it.
Here's another one from Ross Rude. You guys remember the scene from Sopranos when Tony barges in on the crooked assemblyman when he was with Tony's mistress? Tony took his belt off and spanked him with the belt, and he cried like a pansy. That reminds me of those idiot politicians in New York and New Jersey. We have to put up with. They need a spanking like that too. Let me tell you something. I would spank all the politicians with my belt.
Do not give
this
one any ideas.
If it ever got to that point, I would spank them all with my belt. Okay?
Please don't feed him this kind of stuff.
I got another one. Anthony, the last show was a good one. You had my wife rolling with some of your comments, and she normally doesn't have an opinion one way or the other
about... You should be here in the studio. Nobody has a dry eye.
Did he just interrupt me?
Yes, he did.
Okay. You had my wife rolling...
He will continue to interrupt you.
Son of a... You had my wife rolling with some of your comments, and she normally doesn't have an opinion one way or the other about firearms and gun control. My guess is she is anti-gun, but she's smart enough to keep her mouth shut around me. He goes, I can't believe the 23 points of darkness. Our government is so stupid that these assholes couldn't pour piss out of a boot with the instructions written under the heel.
He said, we got the best listeners in the world.
Pretty soon, black guns will be illegal. I'll be sitting pretty. Muzzle loaders will start to look pretty attractive. Yeah, well, let me tell you something. When Weinberg was going after
band.
50 cal, Scott, your muzzle loaders were on her radar.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay?
They're back, too.
How do you like that shit?
That's okay. Good. I like
Then I got another one. I don't remember his name. I forgot it. But dear sir, I was the smartass that said you sounded like Tony Soprano back in September. I still continue to listen to your high-quality show. I wanted to say, since I have listened to your show, I have become a larger firearms enthusiast, and I am now in the process of getting my FFL out here in Kansas. You son of a bitch.
Nice.
I have a large cattle ranch that I do a lot of shooting on. He wants to get a flatbed truck and bring us all back to Kansas. I'm ready. Let's set a
date.
Come
get it.
Okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's also considering flying out here to take our simmunitions training. That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I like that a lot.
And he wrote a bunch of other shit, but I don't feel like reading it all.
Lucky to be living in Kansas, too.
Oh, wait. I saw something else. Oh, and in conclusion, I hope your big, sick, fat, nasty-looking governor chokes on a Twinkie. He should get the biggest kiss-ass award of 2012. Keep up your great show. Kick butt under the shadow of the Iron New York skyline. Iron Curtain.
That is great. I love it.
We have some great listeners, don't we?
They're the best. Absolutely.
You know, I want to revisit, Sandy. I want to revisit the rally. I know we're going to catch a lot of shit about dress and empty holsters and everything.
Hey,
but wouldn't it be great if over 10,000 of us showed
right.
up and we looked like
right.
all our next door
yes.
neighbors and stuff?
Yes. Like who we are, doctors
Correct.
And lawyers and accountants and everybody else.
And we're truck drivers too.
Yes.
And we're people that pump gas, but we're all the salt of the earth, law-abiding
right.
citizens.
We're the good guys
so
and good gals, and we have to act like
I
that.
I might wear my fur.
Yeah? Oh,
yeah.
Please don't.
I have a polar bear fur. I look like a polar bear.
A 6'4" polar bear. That's great. So, Mr. Polar Bear, what do you got going at Gun for Hire Academy? I know you're doing, in addition to the... are you going to be doing any of those bubble gun...
Oh, we're going to have First Steps bubble gun.
First Steps bubble gun. Yeah. And handguns, too, right?
Just you know, with your
hands. With your hands, with your fingers.
We're
going
to teach people
yeah.
how to shoot that way.
That's good.
You know, we have
pretty soon that's all we're going to be able to use.
Right. It's hard for me to read them off. We have over 100 classes listed on the calendar
wow.
right now. Go onto our website, gunforhire.com, and look at the calendar. Also, we have mobile training for Florida and Utah carry permits. Right now, we're training 7 locations and mobile,
nice.
7 days a week. We'll bring the training to you. We're also offering total building your own AR with the Build-A-Bear program with Jimmy from beginning to end. And all Gun for Hire alumni receive 50% off when they retake any course.
Very
and
nice.
I'm done.
Well, you've done it again, much to the chagrin of everybody. You've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my polar bear co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you for listening. Please, please, please come to the rally, but leave those stupid empty holsters home. Leave all those goofy shirts that the terrible sayings. Let's act like professional men and women that we are. Good guys, good gals. Let's please unite for a change. Go let everybody know about the rally. Visit your local gun shop. Visit your local gun range. Get everybody out there. We want everybody en masse. Have a great week.
From sea to the shine.